God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Proverbs 3:5 famously says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." And there are two key words, the first word and the last word in that verse, and that is trust and understanding. Many times in our minds, we kind of put those two words as opposites. You either trust God or you understand things for yourself, and it's one or the other. And there's a sense in which that is true. But to be sure, this is not a contrast in this verse between faith and understanding. It's a contrast between your understanding and God's. Because the next verse says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Well, how is God equipped to direct my path? It's because He can see farther and see better than I ever could. So this is not a contrast between faith and understanding. Either I trust God or I understand. No, this is a contrast between God's understanding and yours. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is, who has more understanding? You or God? Verse 19 says, "The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath He established the heavens. By His knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." God spoke this universe into existence. He fully comprehends the past, the present, and the future, something none of us can lay claim to. What we can do is know the past, the present, and the future because we trust God. So, for instance, Hebrews 11 famously says in verse 3, through faith we understand. How do I get understanding? I get it through faith. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, faith is not an opposite to understanding. Faith is the path to understanding. It's how I get it. The Bible says I'm to acknowledge Him. Don't lean on my own understanding. Leaning on my own understanding, as finite and as flawed as it is like leaning on a rotten branch that's on a steep hillside. It's foolish at the best. I am to acknowledge God. So here's the bottom line. What does God know? God knows everything. What do I know? Almost nothing. But I do know God. I know God. God knows everything. So today, if you want understanding, if you want the wisdom to negotiate life beyond the parameters of what you can see and understand on your own and know on your own, trust God. Don't lean on your own understanding. He will direct your paths with knowledge that's infinitely better and greater than anything you could possess on your own.